Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday as we get set for some lightning bets here. But first, before we give our individual bets for tonight, let's do it. Let's have a same-game parlay. The Seattle Seahawks in Washington tonight against the Washington football team. Seattle favored by one. The total has jumped over the course of our show from 46.5 to 47.5. So we get a little line movement with the total in this game. So a bigger number. What do we like for tonight? We talked through some of these earlier. We didn't give any touchdown props. We did talk about some receiving props. I like J.D. McKissic over 29.5 for receiving yards tonight. Seattle has been really bad against opposing running backs. Aaron, I think you threw out the under on Antonio Gibson's rushing yards. It's 67.5. So those are two we certainly could play. Another one I think I saw someone, it might have been Paul, put in the chat earlier, threw out a thought on Taylor Heinicke and his rushing total tonight. It's 18.5. Heinicke's been sneaky good in a lot of his starts as a mobile quarterback. He's at 19.5. Russell Wilson's also 15.5. That's pretty tiny for Russell Wilson. He could easily get 16 yards. I don't mean tiny. Russell's tiny.
Tiny.
Yes. You, I mean, what? Oh, Kyler Murray is who you call
Kyler
tiny.
Kyler is tiny. I mean, Kyler's tiny. Or at least Russell's built. Kyler's a tiny guy. He's small. All right, what
we
do we like tonight?
He's frail and tiny.
He is. He's a little guy.
I love it. I won't forget that. What about just the under? Can we add that in? Do we like
well, the game total went up, so it does give us a little leeway there. We could also go with an alternate spread if we want to move the total down a little bit or
we
up.
We don't
a
have
bit.
any time touchdowns in there. I guess we don't think anyone's scoring tonight.
No. Well, if we can't think of an anytime touchdown, we might as well take the under because that means nobody's scoring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the wide receiver one options. If you're going player props wise, I mean, McLaurin, Carolina game, he had 5 catches, 7 yards, 103. Let's see, he's gone over the 100 mark 4 different times this season, 5 touchdowns on the year. What do we think about 65.5? That seems to be the sweet spot. They're setting that number 65.5 for Metcalf, McLaurin, and Lockett, all at the same time.
I definitely like McLaurin over the number.
I agree with that.
So right now, we're looking at McLaurin over, McKissic over, and Antonio Gibson under. Anything else standing out to us?
The Gibson under on which one?
On rushing, 67.5.
67.5. Okay.
Yeah, those are... We want to pass on that. I'm not married to that idea.
I think you're onto something there. He's been banged up. He has... average, you know, under this number for the season. I think there's something
assuming
to that.
The Seahawks front seven step up tonight. They could contain him.
They could. I think they will. I think you're on the right side of that, Aaron. So right now we have three. Heinicke over rushing yards. What's Taylor Heinicke averaging this year?
Is Logan Thomas getting his return coming back off IR today? That number's at 30.5.
And 2-1 to score, so.
In the three games prior to the injury, 42, 45, 30. But always the question, is he going to get a full workload?
So, right. Is he going to be out there enough? So, Heinicke's averaging this season 27.6 yards per game. His number's at 18.5. He's cleared that number specifically 5 times this year.
Not one of my favorites, but I'd go along with it.
I like that. He has a 95-yard rushing game this season.
Not one of my favorites, but I'd go along with it.
I'm having a tough time coming up with some props that I really like tonight.
I agree.
The receivers.
This is not one of those exciting games where you're like, oh yeah, I love this, I love that. We've got so many options. It's like we are like pulling strings here trying to find something.
So if right now we have four that we threw out there and talked about. We have Gibson under 67.5 yards, McKissick over 29.5 receiving yards, McLaurin over 65.5 receiving yards, Heinicke over 18.5 rushing. That gives us 12-1. We probably need one more to get this into the range we usually put it at.
McLaurin is +140 for any time touchdown. McLaurin, Lockett, Logan Thomas, that range is not bad. Lockett +155, Thomas +200.
I like McLaurin. 25-1.
For first touchdown?
No.
Total. Okay.
We throw gotcha. It mixed at any time touchdown. 25-1.
What do we I think? Don't mind that.
Aaron, what do you think? You like it? Is that
I
our
love
parlay?
It. Let's do it.
All right. Official parlay for the show. Antonio Gibson under 67.5 yards. J.D. McKissick over 29.5 receiving yards. McLaurin over 65.5. McLaurin scores a touchdown. Heinicke over the 18.5. Did we just pick 5 Washington football team props? Yes, we did. We are trying to guess the Washington football team offense tonight.
Andy totally. Martino reporting the Mets are close to a
this.
Deal for Scherzer.
We'll say that again. I didn't hear that.
Mets close to a deal for Scherzer.
Oh, boy. Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom, top of rotation. That's pretty good.
Well, has he posted his merch in the Mets colors to his team website yet? That's going to be the real indicator.
Oh, jeez.
That's how we know it's real.
I do hate this stuff. Like, oh, we tried. We were so close.
I mean, they said that last night, too. They said the same thing, that a deal was imminent.
Yeah.
They have the Mets 11-1 right now. I thought I might go find some value before he signs the deal. 11-1 to win the World Series? Are the fourth favorite? No way.
Take a step back. What are you saying you would do there?
I wouldn't bet it.
No. Why the hell would you bet on the Mets? No, nobody.
No, I just wanted to see where they were. If they were in the 25 range with Scherzer and DeGrom, I might just have to put something on it.
They're going to keep spending money. Of course, they're always going to have that short number. This will be the year they'll finally stay healthy. Yeah. Not happening.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, by the way, just quickly before we get to other plays, the baseball thing is wild this week. It's like NBA or NFL free agent frenzy before the lockout on Thursday.
Get your futures in now so they cannot start on time, and maybe some books will. I don't know how they're going to handle it.
I don't know either.
Once you change the number of games played and all that stuff, yeah.
Joe, what else are you doing tonight besides the same game parlay? You got anything else?
Yeah, I'm looking at the side for this game. Now, Seattle has been an under team throughout. Why? Because they can't score points right now. They're 8-1 to the under. I believe, Joe G, you mentioned 8 consecutive unders.
Yep.
Football team at home. Now they're the short dog. Is it going to flip again by the time we get to kickoff? Maybe. Haven't been able to cover much this year. 3-7 ATS. But the football team is playing their best football of the season, and it's not close. Back-to-back wins at Carolina against Tampa Bay. Some good defenses. Heinicke, tread lightly, but he is playing his best ball. 77% complete over the last couple of games, and we've seen nothing from Russ. A bet on the side of the game is backing Russ, saying he gets it right against a bad Washington defense, or he's going to continue his putrid play thus far. Seattle, right now, bad at everything. Offensively, last month, 27th EPA per play. Defensively, 25th EPA per play. Picking the winner, I'm going to roll with Washington. I'm going to do it. I'll probably be regretting it later. Like, why would you buy in when the market has completely moved? Just look ahead with Seattle -3.5. It opened Seattle -3. But I'm going to go with Washington. The way they're playing right now, especially offensively, some metrics would say that they've been top 10 against some pretty good defenses, and they've got a bad defense coming into town tonight. So I'm back in football team.
I like it. Aaron, where are you going tonight?
Oh, you know, I'm going a little money line parlay action. I mentioned it earlier in the show. Let me just find that for you because it's a good one. Believe me. hold on. Here we go. Okay. Bucks, Cardinals, Vikings, three-leg parlay. It's +105. So that's what I'm rocking with early in the week. And then for tonight, I will not be betting on this game. It's just Washington football team. No, got to stay away from that one. That's a no for me. So I'm doing another parlay. Sabonis, double-double. Gobert, double-double. Valanciunas, double-double. Put the three guys together. It's +204 on FanDuel. Valanciunas is now the double-double leader in the NBA. Followed by Clint Capella, then Rudy Gobert, and Sabonis. So the chances of them getting one. Valanciunas, 16 double-doubles in 22 games. Gobert, 15 in 20 games. And Sabonis, 15 in 22 games. So that is my pick for tonight.
Double-doubles. I will throw in +350 on the Packers quickly here to have the best record and the number one seed. I like them in the future here to be the number one seed in the conference. Quickly, Jake, have anything for us?
I'll just go one. Taylor Heinicke, anytime touchdown, +280.
Like it. Paul?
I'm just sweating a teaser leg, +8, Washington football team. But I'm going to throw Heinicke over the 242. He's gone over that in three of his last four and five of his last seven. So
sounds
I guess
good.
A bottom third passing defense.
We're back tomorrow. A lot to talk about. We'll look towards the future, the week 13 games. Coming up next, Jim Rome. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.